This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Mike.
And Mark.
So, of course, as always, you can bring up anything at all. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Skype username lrn.fm. Coming up here tonight, Mark, you've got a story about a pizza place in Boston that claimed that they were charging, or I guess giving employees a fair wage.
That's correct.
Not a living wage, but a fair wage.
Well, that's the terminology, yeah.
And they're having some financial troubles. We'll get into that coming up here. Your calls and thoughts are certainly welcome. Also on the way, maybe a little bit more about what this Bitcoin gold thing was that happened yesterday with Bitcoin. I was pretty confused last night about it, and we might get into that. And your calls and thoughts are welcome. Also on the way here tonight, we'll find out what Trive is, which is something that Mike is involved in. And coming up this weekend, Mark, you and I were going to be hitting the road to go to Texas for the Texas Bitcoin Conference. So there's a lot of Bitcoin discussion that's going to be coming up, I think, this weekend, but there's still a lot to talk about tonight. And Carlos Miller from Photography Is Not a Crime has released his goodbye statement, basically, from Photography Is Not a Crime. We'll tell you about that, and there's some pretty terrible news surrounding Photography Is Not a Crime and also CopBlock.org, two of the most important of our lifetime, I would say, police accountability organizations out there, both basically succumbing to internal strife and activist burnout. So we got all that here. But, Mark, let's start with the pizza place in Boston. Where's the story coming from?
From Independent Journal Review at IJR.com. Dudley Dough, a fair wage pizza parlor dedicated to economic justice in Boston.
Praise.
They have to use quotation marks around these things in order to be clear to everybody. It's been forced to close its doors because it's unable to make enough profits, according to the Boston Globe. That sounds fair, doesn't it? Because it's fair that the employees get paid a bunch of money, but the owner can't keep the doors open.
Mm.
Well, anyway, it's completely up to people how they want to run their business, but this amuses me.
Well, the employees aren't making any money anymore.
They got fired. No. Mm-hmm. That doesn't seem fair. It doesn't seem fair that they have to go and figure out life on their own now
that
they're not getting...
That's not right.
Yeah. I tried to figure out what a fair wage was, and I went around to...
Who is you did or the owner of this place?
I did.
Oh, okay.
The owner of this place, I presume, decides what fair is. Fair is just arbitrary, right? Unless you're using the ideas of the principles of liberty, fair is just arbitrary.
It's economic justice.
That's right. It's justice. Justice for all these people whose pictures are on this website. It's great. Wonderful. A lot of folks here. Anyway, this is what we're all about. Fostering relationships, connecting, sharing, backgrounds and hierarchy melt away. We are all one, moving towards a common goal.
That's beautiful.
Come by, yeah.
Right? Isn't that great?
Beautiful, man.
I mean, you'd think these people were doing something much more exciting than selling pizza to
people.
Was
there complimentary patchouli for the employees on their health plan?
I'm not sure, but whatever it is, it's all going away because, well, this didn't make any economic sense. The challenge for Dudley Dough, this is going back
to
the article.
Hold on, wait, didn't you say there was no hierarchy? Didn't the quote just say...
There's an executive director.
It says here they also had a team leader.
Okay.
So it sounds like a hierarchy to me.
Well, you can't make it work without a hierarchy. You just have to say there's no hierarchy.
Some animals are more weak equal than others.
That's exactly right. The walls are written right here. The rules are written right on the wall of the studio, and we will change them whenever we please. The challenge for Dudley, though, was to support itself, said Bing Broderick, executive director for the nonprofit Haley House, which oversees the shop. After just 2 years of operation, the Fair Wage Pizza Shop will close in the next few months. While popular, the shop is not breaking even financially.
Oof.
Now, this is the executive director of this Haley House that put this together, said that all this restaurant had to do was support itself. Right? Mm-hmm. Like, there is no owner sitting back smoking a cigar.
It's a nonprofit.
At home. Right.
Yeah, it's part of a nonprofit.
Taking vacations in the Caribbean on the slave wager's dime.
This is what we are to believe every business owner is doing, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, America is built upon the backs of the small business owner, who is a person who takes gigantic risks over and over again. And what is fair to an employee never seems fair to an owner, and what is fair to an owner never seems fair to an employee. But no one will ever speak for the small business owner, and that's what I'm trying to do here today. I'm trying to speak for the small business owner, which is to say, if you own a pizza place, one of the reasons you pay what you pay is you can barely keep your head above water. None of these people are making huge, gigantic fortunes in what they're doing.
Oh, some of them do pretty well.
Yeah, that is, Papa John did fine, but he can't make his business run by giving quote-unquote fair wages, whatever those might be. I can't figure out what they are.
I'm looking at the Boston Globe piece, and it doesn't mention.
They don't want to tell you what a fair wage is, but, you know, 15, 20 bucks an hour is what my guess is. They're in Boston, so it has to be...
I thought that was a living wage. Normally, that's the terminology that goes along with 15.
Yeah, that would be a subsistence wage in Boston.
Maybe fair is like $12. I don't know.
No, I would say fair should be higher than
fair should be higher than living
than a subsistence wage. Okay. Yeah,
you can't run anything in Boston and pay $12 an hour.
Okay, I don't know. I don't go to Boston.
I mean, 12 is now the minimum up here. It's like
no, it's not. Minimum wage. Maybe New Hampshire doesn't have a minimum wage.
Not a minimum, but in terms of what the market will bear.
Oh, I see.
Yes, there's a point where the market will bear. There is a minimum wage. It's just set by the marketplace.
Yeah.
Well, no, in New Hampshire, the minimum wage is set by the federal government. So New Hampshire doesn't actually have a state or... You're talking about what the market competition brings most jobs starting pay up to, but I think you can still find jobs lower than $12 an hour. In fact, I'm
certain it's getting very difficult, and I've been talking with a
former roommate here had a $9 an hour job at CBS.
Yeah. I've been talking with a lot of business owners lately, and they're finding it very difficult to find help around here in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
And
well, it's hard to find help in New Hampshire anyway.
Yeah.
And that's one of the complaints here is and that it's hard to find skilled labor.
I was just at McDonald's on the way down here, and you darn me for buying that corporate food. And they're paying $12 an hour for the entry-level jobs at McDonald's. And a couple weeks ago, I was at Burger King, and they didn't have enough people to actually serve people at the counter, and they could only serve people at the drive-thru. And I called the franchise owner about it and so on.
Wow, you
and
got his number on speed dial?
Well, you looked it up online. It's not that hard to find.
It's the Internet. It's all the information.
Wow. And now they've upped the Burger King is offering $13 an hour for entry-level jobs. So, you know, the market is responding to people's unwillingness to work for less.
Dudley Dough is sold as pizza with purpose. Although it has a noble business plan, offering higher than market wages along with the added expenses of culinary and leadership training put the pizza shop at significant disadvantage with competitors. Three other restaurants. You'd think that a restaurant where all the employees were being paid a fair wage and they were getting leadership and culinary training, the pizzas would be better to the point that people would be willing to pay more, right?
Oh, yeah. They should be artisanal pizzas.
That's actually what they're saying here. I actually just pulled up the original article from Boston Magazine celebrating the opening of Dudley Dough, and it says here that it is a menu of artisan. It's an artisan pizzeria opening up in Dudley Square. That's where the name came from.
That should automatically allow them to charge more.
Right. They got a story in the Globe, and they can't make this work.
The original story here was Boston Magazine, but Luther Pinckney says, quote, "We want to teach, show, and elevate people who want to work one job. A lot of people in the hospitality industry have two or three part-time jobs. They're not trying to go out and buy a Ferrari, but they're trying to have a livable wage and pay their bills. We want them to do that with one job and still have time for their families and to be civically engaged in their communities." We'll continue here. You can share your thoughts. So there he used the term livable wage, which again suggests maybe $15 to $20 an hour. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live. More about Dudley Doe coming up.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word Radio 77 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text Radio 77 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text RADIO 77 to 42424.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Earlier this year, after many years of conflict over the direction of Bitcoin, the creators of Bitcoin Cash did just what they were told to do. They forked off. Now there are two Bitcoins. The one that is run by the big bank Bassies, and Bitcoin Cash, the one that stays true to the creator's vision. Bitcoin Cash has surprised many with its relevancy and staying power, and the price reflects it. If you believe that Bitcoin was meant to be a low-cost, easy-to-use, peer-to-peer currency that could bring economic freedom to the world, you need Bitcoin Cash. Get your Bitcoin Cash wallet right now at Bitcoin.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk. Talk Live. Dial toll free. Bring up anything that you want. Our number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about the so-called fair wage or living wage pizza parlor in Boston that is now closing its doors or planning to close its doors at the end of the year due to, well, they just couldn't make it work. We'll get into that or a little further into that coming up here. I also want to let you know about Dash, which is digital cash. If you want to help build a better financial system for everyone, then join up with Dash. It's a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, it can be private and easy, fees are low, and transactions are quick and can even be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is decentralized and run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. So join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today and find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. Go to Dash.org and find out why.
Dash is getting accepted at a whole bunch of businesses around here in New Hampshire.
Yeah, not around here, but over in Portsmouth.
Right, well.
But we're hoping to see the Keene area come on board soon.
We're making it possible for the Keene area, too. But, yeah, you're right. There's a bunch of businesses here in New Hampshire. Probably the largest concentration in the state of businesses that accept
Dash.
Could
very well be true, yeah. That could be true. We also have a Bitcoin vending machine that it was expanded to vend Dash. I think a couple of them now. And there may be a third one coming very, very soon. So some cool stuff happening. Check out Dash.org. Well, back to Dudley Doe. There's actually a story, Mark, you've been sharing with us from a business journal of some sort.
Yeah, it's from Independent Journal Review.
And this is about a pizza place that's, I guess their tagline is pizza with purpose. They wanted to get rid of the executive pay, have no owner. It's run by a nonprofit organization in Boston. And the idea was, well, they're going to take whatever the owner was going to be making in profits, in theory, and then they're going to give that to the employees. Now, of course, that's a fine idea.
Share the wealth.
There's nothing wrong with that idea. There's nothing wrong with the idea of an employee-owned business or whatever. I'm not saying this was employee-owned, but it was run by this nonprofit. But to try different organizational methods, that makes sense. But you're still, you know, you still have to get over the problem of year number one of running a restaurant. And anybody that, you know, is somewhat aware of the restaurant industry, and I've never worked in it, but I've known people, you know, close to me who have, and it's pretty much a known fact that you don't make it through the first year if you're 80% of restaurants. You just go out of business. And most businesses, restaurants included, the owner's not taking any profits in year number one.
The average small business owner in the first 3 years pays themselves less than $5 an hour.
If they get anything at all.
Yeah.
I mean, again, you're talking about the restaurant industry, very high competition. In a city like Boston, you know, there are, I don't know how many, hundreds probably of restaurants out there.
Highly competitive.
Probably dozens and dozens of pizza parlors. Probably more than one pizza parlor on the very same block, I would guess, of wherever this was. So, you know, there's a lot of competition, which means that the amount that you can make, especially in your first year where you're paying back loans that you might have received in order to open the business, or you're trying to pay them back while at the same time paying your staff, it's not an easy thing to do. So basically, they were talking about their goal was to eliminate whatever the owner might take away. Well, the owner's not going to take anything away, likely from the average restaurant in year number one or probably in year number two, unless it's an incredible smash success and money's just pouring in left and right. So they wouldn't have really even had anything, is what I'm saying, to divvy up among the employees here.
I had an uncle who was a restaurateur out in San Francisco, and he once told me that when he got out of the restaurant business and went into real estate. And I said, well, why'd you do that? And he says, well, I realized after having 10 different restaurants over 20 years that the only person making money on my restaurants was my landlord.
yeah. And the landlord doesn't have to be in there slaving away over a stove.
Absolutely.
That's the truth.
But that's okay because, you know, there are people who love running restaurants. They don't want to be real estate agents or garbage men or whatever other things there are. They love serving people. They love giving people their creation. They like seeing it put a smile on somebody's face. That's what a lot of those people live for, the people that are true like restaurateur types, the cooks and the chefs. They love that work. It doesn't really bother them. That's what they're into.
It's an avocation rather than a vocation.
It's, you know, it's business, obviously, yeah. And it's a competitive business, and these guys didn't make it work. Mark, you got more to share?
Yep. Three other restaurants opened in the area around the same time as Dudley Dough.
Uh-oh.
All still are operating, according to the Boston Globe.
Really?
Yep. The irony is that Dudley Dough's mission statement of economic justice is for its employees who will no longer be employed. Not only will they no longer earn a fair wage, and you did figure out what that fair wage was.
I pulled up an old video. It's actually on the Haley House website. This is the nonprofit that runs Dudley Dough, and they have it WGBH, which is one of the Boston television stations. They had a feature that was about the Dudley Dough back from 2015 when it started. And that's when they announced that it was going to be a starting wage of $12.50, but they were hoping to make that $15. I wonder if they ever made it there.
I don't know. $12.50 is probably just your probationary starting wage, too.
I think that was their intention to pay their employees that in the beginning, but that they would hope that the business would be successful enough to make it 15. So my question is, did they actually ever end up getting a raise?
Well, okay, so we had here in Brattleboro, just near Keene, New Hampshire, Brattleboro, Vermont, there was a co-op restaurant at one point, at which I ate at. I think you and I ate there one time.
In Brattleboro? No, I've never been there.
10 years ago. And
I don't think I've ever eaten at a restaurant in Brattleboro in my life.
I'll take your word for it. I know that I ate there.
Okay.
and I thought that you had been along, but maybe somebody else was along with me. And the restaurant, this restaurant, you know, not only did, you know, just not a lot of people come, you know, the employees would split the money that was made.
Mm-hmm.
It was not owned by anybody. I mean, it was a truly
employee-owned, okay.
Right? They would split all the money that was made that day as wages. But the problem was customers just kept on diminishing and diminishing.
Hmm.
And I can't tell you why, but there were a lot of employees on site. So if you know, a whole bunch of people showed up for one day, then they had to split the wages with a whole bunch of people. And it was really sort of a system that didn't work.
Wow.
There's a way that personnel doesn't work even in a restaurant like this. Like maybe your $12.50 an hour doesn't seem outrageous to me to pay an employee.
If nobody is in charge and you have too many people working, who sends who home for the day?
That's a problem. And
vote them off the island.
that's the thing is that, you know, you kind of need that person in charge to say, hey, grab that pizza, chop those bell peppers, you know, like to do all that stuff to keep people moving.
You ain't the boss of me.
Right. Well, that's fine. You can be, you know, go file for disability or whatever.
Wasn't there some restaurant, that like a co-op owned restaurant where the sandwiches took like 45 minutes to come out or something like that?
No. We've read a bunch of stories like that throughout the years.
I forget where that one was, but it was really ridiculous. More on the way here. You got more to share on this, Mark, and if you want, you can join us. If not, we can also flash back to what was the press like for this thing when it was opening? Because I found some of those stories from back in 2015, the heralding of it. 855 450 free. You can join us here.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Blink Home Security, one of our newest advertisers here on Free Talk Live. They make it super easy to get set up with your own home security system. And when I say super easy, I mean even Mark was able to do it in about 10 minutes.
It was that easy, yeah.
You plug it in, you set it up, you put batteries in, and you're good to go. The batteries go in the cameras, the little sort of central device can plug in, and so no running wires, no drilling holes, no having to set up a complicated, confusing DVR recorder. You just go to blinkprotect.com/FTL. You can get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge for one. That's blinkprotect.com/FTL. It's easy to set up, and you can even customize like the times at which the cameras are operating. If something moves in front of them, then it will record that and send you the clip that you then can pull down on your smartphone. So, again, everything's done through your smartphone. Very, very simple, easy-to-use system. Check it out at blinkprotect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. Mark, you're telling us about Dudley Doe in a story from, was it the Business Times?
No, it's, I can't remember.
They're pulling from the Boston Globe.
Pages up for this darn thing.
They're pulling from the Boston Globe, which is, so they're reporting on the Boston Globe's report. Does yours mention that the owner of the Patriots gave them a bunch of money?
Yes, $100,000, right?
That's what it says here. Last year, apparently the owner of the Patriots gave this, again, nonprofit pizza place that was supposedly going to pay a fair wage, is what they called it, and they started at $12.50. They are now going out of business at the end of this year, and that's with a $100,000 subsidy.
What I want to know is, who owns the building that the restaurant was in?
Good question. Is it Haley House?
Is it Haley House? How much was Haley House charging Dudley Doe for rent?
Well, why would they charge their own thing? You know, it's their project.
That's where the real profit is.
I mean, if they're a nonprofit organization, then they're not searching for profit, though.
No, but they can use a profit on another entity they own to fund other projects that they have.
Sure.
Well, they certainly make this whole economic justice and fair wage thing look ridiculous by letting their 2-year-old pizza shop open for this very purpose fail right there in front of them.
I would say that's kind of embarrassing for the whole the causa.
Especially with a $100,000 subsidy. I mean,
Luther Pinckney, team leader at Dudley Doe, says, I don't think anyone's looking at this as a failure. But Pinckney's statement contradicts those who relied on their jobs. I didn't see it coming. I have to keep working. I've got my youngest son in private school, said Dudley Doe employee Royce Terrell. I like coming to work. It was kind of a shock. The pizzeria couldn't remain profitable despite being given a $100,000 donation.
Sending your kid to private school on a pizza shop salary?
Good for him.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it shows his priorities in the right place.
But now he's got to keep it going. Though. Yeah. Now that he's losing this job, he's got to find something else at the same level.
My mind is brought back to this kid named Roy who went to the school that I went to, the private school I went to in Bradenton, Florida. And his mother, part of her benefits for working for the church as the secretary that she worked for was she asked for, you know, not all the other benefits. She wanted her son sent to Bradenton Christian School. Mm-hmm. And so Roy was sent to school on this sort of subsidy, this scholarship situation from this church. And he is now a doctor at the University of Florida Medical Center.
Wow.
Roy's made amazing strides in his life because, he wasn't given anything. He had to work for it. Yeah, he was given the right education, and that's what his mother worked so hard for. But, she didn't. I don't think she felt like she could do it. My parents were working class too. My mother was. She started out as an operator at GT General Telephone, and my dad was just a mold maker at Tropicana. So they were. You know, they scrimped and saved to be able to send me there too. And private school education, it's certainly better than government school.
No doubt. No doubt.
The pizzeria couldn't, despite the board's decision, Broderick said, a significant effort is being made to support the staff at the shop as they transition to new jobs, the Boston Globe noted.
So it's over.
Yep.
Well, at least they get a good reference on their resume.
Yeah, that is true.
If they were working for any place that has quote-unquote fair wages, it's already a bad reference as far as I'm concerned.
The toll-free number if you want to join us here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. What I'd like to know is the bakery cafe still open? So according to the original story at Boston Magazine, this again from back in, actually it was October 12th of 2015, they say that Dudley Doe is the second social enterprise from Haley House, the Boston nonprofit in this case, committed to economic inclusion for half a century. Like Haley House Bakery Cafe, its original shop located right outside of the Dudley Square neighborhood in Roxbury, the new restaurant aims to use food and community to break down barriers between people and transfer new skills. Isn't it nice? I mean, I just love that language, right? Like that we're going to use our restaurant to break down barriers between people, as though other restaurants put up barriers between people.
This is the whole thing with the living wage and the minimum wage and so forth, is that you give people the ability to break down barriers by giving them their first job in a training wage so they can gain experience and build a work ethic and have references so when they move on to another job, they're prepared to work productively to earn that higher wage.
That's why, I think you're exactly right. We should call minimum wage, training wage. Because that's what I got paid. I can't remember the last time I got minimum wage. It must have been when I was 15 years old. And I worked at a little comic book store in Bradenton, Florida. We sold magazines and Dungeons and Dragons games and all kinds of role-playing games and stuff like that. And, you know, what it taught me was to show up at work on time, how to treat customers, you know, those kind of things, how to keep a place looking good, the kind of stuff you need to know that you may not know just being some teenager living with your parents. And that's ultimately what when you raise the minimum wage, what you're doing is you're pricing out these young people who need to start at that. I was able to start working. I started working at 12 years old. I got paid U.S. dollars starting at, I think, 15 years old. And I was getting paid in comic books before that. What you're doing is you're pricing people out of the marketplace when you raise that wage. Where are the 15-year-olds going to work that want to work? Well, the answer is they're not. If you are paying, what is it, $7.50 an hour or whatever is minimum
wage? Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, if you're paying $7.50 an hour and during the economic downturn there were adults working for that, if you've got a 25-year-old showing up and a 15-year-old showing up and all things are equal by your estimation, you're probably going to hire the 25-year-old just because they have more life skills.
Hopefully.
they are working in a minimum wage job, so could suggest that they don't.
It was a rough economic downturn.
I saw people with doctorates during the subprime crisis taking jobs at fast food. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Pay, by the way, according to Boston Magazine, started for staff at $12.50 an hour for all staff, according to this, at the Dudley Dough.
So that's only fair.
And as the restaurant begins turning a profit, they say it will be distributed quarterly among all employees based on the number of hours they clock, Pickney said. He clarified the restaurant doesn't fit the legal definition of a worker cooperative with employees doubling as shareholders. The profit sharing is simply in the form of the regular bonuses. He says, quote, what we're trying to do is make it a model for other businesses to look at, unquote. Well, they will be looking at it and seeing that it didn't
work. What not to do.
Yeah. In addition to the what they call direct economic benefits, the pizzeria is also supporting its workers with the culinary and business training that you mentioned earlier and the claimed lack of hierarchy. Pickney was general manager at Esther in Dorchester and South End Landmark's Daryl's Corner Bar and Kitchen, but he shuns that label in his new role. He says, here, we want the team aspect to shine through. We're doing a lot of decision-making as a group. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
You know what they didn't decide as a group? To shut the F
down.
Out
of business. More coming up here. Free Talk Live.
From the first letter of Captain Mark. History is full of flowery documents claiming to limit the power of the crown, but these poetic social contracts have been impotent to prevent the predation. Limited government is a lie they use to keep us submissive. The Crown cannot be trusted to abide by its founding charters, nor its treaties, nor even its own rules. The essence of the Crown is centralized violence, and I've had enough. That's why I raised my black banner. I am no revolutionary. My aim is not to reset the cycle of violence, but to break it. My aim is an evolved society, invisible to the Crown. Not a new hierarchy, but decentralized networks with no central figure for the Crown to target. If you want your servile life, keep it. But we will not submit to the Crown's agenda. And when you are ready to stop being its beast of burden, ready for adventure and opportunity, join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's 855-453 like freedom, 855-450-3733. And you can bring up anything that you want. You can also support Free Talk Live. Yes, we do ask our listeners directly for support, cutting out the middleman, ending hierarchies, and so on and so forth. You can actually help the show out for $5 a month with the AMP program. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. And actually, I'm just joking. Everything on this show is basically decided by me as far as, you know, the final decision making is concerned.
He's a slave driver.
This is my program. It is my my ministry for the Shire Free Church, and so it's always worked out well that way. Having just one decider, one person making decisions for things. People can come up with ideas, and if those ideas are good to my mind, then you know I might move forward with them.
Ideas and then like continue to save the business as time goes by.
It's not a business, Mark. This is a nonprofit charitable outreach project.
Not for profit.
What's the difference?
Not-for-profit is a legal designation, I believe.
Okay, well, it's operated by a non-profit church. Anyway, my point being here that Free Talk Live is not your typical business, and that's because Libertarian Talk Radio really probably can't make it in the marketplace, unfortunately, right now. But we've made it this far because we do have some great supporters and listeners like you going to amp.freetalklive.com and supporting the show directly for $5 per month. We do have some great advertisers who have stuck with us over the years, and some have come and some have gone, and we appreciate those folks as well, and we've helped them get their word out about their business. But ultimately, our goal here is to spread the ideas of liberty and freedom and to make them understandable to the American people and people all around the globe. So if you want to support our mission, you can go to amp.freetalklive.com, and we've made it work for more than 15 years.
What can listeners do to get the show on more radio stations?
Well, they can go to amp.freetalklive.com because that's where the AMP money goes to. AMP stands for advertise, market, and promote. And so the $5 that comes in from a listener is added together with other listeners' $5 and sometimes more. Some give 10 or 25 or more in some very rare cases. But the money then goes to invest into Free Talk Live so we can get on more stations by reaching out directly to program directors around the country, introducing them to Free Talk Live. And because ultimately, you know, the program directors don't care whether or not we're a charitable organization right. or a business or whatever. They just want programming for their station for 3 hours a night.
But
and
can listeners who don't get the show in their local area, can they call their
sure.
local yeah, radio programs?
Yeah, absolutely. You can do that. You can call your program director at your local talk radio stations and let them know that you want to hear Free Talk Live if we're not on in your market. If you do happen to live in one of the areas where we have a radio station already airing the show, you can always call them and thank them for airing Free Talk Live. And it's always nice to hear a kind word from a listener rather than complaints. So it's nice when people call to say thank you. And there are actually instructions on how to do that. You can go to local.freetalklive.com. So we've got a forum thread with details awesome. On and suggestions on how to contact local radio stations about Free Talk Live. So that's one way you can do it. But if you got $5 a month, you can also join the AMP program and get some cool perks over at amp.freetalklive.com. That's ampamp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Justin in, I believe, Louisiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Justin.
Hi, guys. Thanks. Hey, podcast listener. So sorry
welcome.
I'm not germane to the topic of
that's
today's
right.
show. I just wanted to agree with Sarah from Albuquerque. We've got a Democratic mayor, and we haven't had a pedestrian fatality in years.
You're referring
you aren't,
to,
you aren't aiming at that mayor closely enough.
You're referring to our caller, Sarah, who regularly calls in our third hour of the show. She called last night to suggest that, I think it was last night, she was suggesting that because there's a Republican mayor is why there have been traffic fatalities that have gone up. And she claims that I think violent crime has gone up. She believes that all that's going to change if there's a Democratic mayor.
Because drivers are annoyed and they keep seeing people they think are the mayor and they keep going.
That's funny, Justin. Anything else you want to share tonight?
Yeah, I just had a quick question about cashing out Bitcoin. I've been interested in investing in Bitcoin, but not sure how I would cash out if I use it as an investment vehicle.
Yeah, it's a great question. So there are different ways that you can do this. One way, if you are, let's say, looking for anonymity around cashing out, like you literally want to get cash, is you could go to localbitcoins.com, and sometimes there are people there who will meet you at a location and give you cash for your bitcoins. You can get involved in a group, for instance. Like there might be a local area Bitcoiner group or cryptocurrency group in your region, depending on where you're calling from in Louisiana. And so you can look for like a local meetup or a local Facebook group or something like that. And you could post there and say, hey, I want to sell this amount of Bitcoin. Is anybody looking to buy? There may be somebody who steps up in that case. If you are willing to kind of go on the books, so to speak, there are companies like Coinbase. And Coinbase is basically like the big bank of Bitcoin. So I'm not a fan of them, but they do make it pretty easy as long as you're willing to give up all your financial information as far as bank account info, who you are, identification, that kind of thing. If you're willing to give up some of that, then they'll let you cash out, I believe, for 1%. Maybe they've raised it to 1.5%. I'm not sure. I don't have an account with them anymore. They banned me for life. But but for you, it would probably be pretty easy to get in there, and then you can connect it directly to your bank account, and if you want to cash out, you just cash out.
A tip, if you want to trade your bitcoins for dollars and you don't mind going working with Coinbase, what you can do, they have an exchange called GDAX, G-D-A-X.
Mm-hmm.
And if you put your bitcoins on GDAX and you sell it in what's called a limit order, not a market order, you can sell it for no fee whatsoever.
Really?
Yeah.
And then
that'll convert it to dollars, and then you can send the dollars to your bank account, your PayPal, or whatever, and they'll have some fee for that wire transfer fee.
Huh.
But it's like usually like $10, no matter how big it is, and that sort of thing.
Wow, I didn't realize they were doing no fee.
over there.
It encourages people to do limit orders rather than market orders. So the people that are, you know, want to sell or buy immediately on the market price, they're the ones paying the transaction fee on the transaction. Mm-hmm. And so the person selling doesn't.
Cool. That's good to know. So, yeah, so those are a couple of options. I know BitPay, for instance, is another option you'll want to consider. And I think Coinbase has a competitor, but it's not available in all states. A Bitcoin debit card, Bitcoin-fueled debit card is another way to do this. And I wish I would have been able to try the Coinbase version, but they weren't operating in New Hampshire the last time I checked. And I believe they are still not operating in New Hampshire for some reason. But in many states, they do have it. In BitPay's case, they've got it in all the states, I believe. So, and there's like a dozen of these things out there, if not more than a dozen. But these are two of the domestic ones that are offered. And the way the BitPay card works is you load it with Bitcoin, and it converts to cash when you load. So you have a debit card, just like any other debit card from a bank account, except this one, you're depositing Bitcoin into an account. At the time that you deposit it, it determines what Bitcoin's price is at that moment, and it gives you the equivalent minus whatever fee they might be charging for that service. So then you've basically got a U.S. dollar-denominated debit card that came from your Bitcoin that you can go and use to spend at any Visa or MasterCard accepting location, which is, you know, pretty much every business everywhere. So that's another way to convert out from cryptocurrency like Bitcoin. So that should give you a handful of options.
Yeah, great. I really appreciate it, guys. Keep up the good work.
Thanks, Justin.
I
appreciate the call.
I can't wait to listen for tomorrow.
All right, right on. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. And if anybody else has any suggestions, I mean, by no means is that the limit. There are certainly other choices. So, you know, exchanges, the Bitcoin debit card, and just selling Bitcoin for cash, I would say those are three of the main ways to do it. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. I've got the commercial for Dudley Dough. Now, it's about a minute long, so maybe we should hold off on it here because it's going to be fun to, I think, kind of pause it and, you know, dig into what it says. But we're talking about this pizza place that is just not making it. It's they tried for 2 years. They even had $100,000 subsidy come in from the owner of, was it the Patriots or the Red Sox?
The Patriots.
Yeah. And according to the story over,
you like the pizza?
According to the story over at Boston Magazine, which this was written when the thing launched back in 2015. Mike, you had asked about the building. You were wondering if the Dudley House, or whatever they were called, excuse me,
Haley House.
It's in Dudley, the area of Roxbury. Anyway, you had wondered if the Haley House owned the building. Turns out, no, they don't. At least for Dudley Dough, they don't. The building is the so-called Bruce C. Balling Municipal Building. Municipal meaning
government.
The city owns this building. And we'll tell you a little bit about that building coming up here in moments. 855, why it matters. 855-450, free like freedom. You can join us. Hour 2's coming up. Free Talk Live.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.